Emmett's Record Run, the Hail Mary, or Hansen trading pokes with Switzer on TV. Register your vote for the biggest moments in cowboy history at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting underway out here at the Arlington Convention Center for the Autograph Inc. and WrestleCon Collectors Show. What's the story with 49ers? You got nothing? Well, no, we don't have them out here. Okay. We have had a notable death in this world. The word came down very early this morning that Marlon Brando, the sizable actor, has passed on to the next plane at the age of 80.
He wasn't always sizable, though.
He was a hunky man back in the 50s and 60s and 70s up to a point.
He was the leading man. He was the Hollywood hunk of the day. He was Brad Pitt of his time.
Yeah. God, do you think Brad Pitt will ever balloon up to 400 pounds?
Might.
That'd be funny.
Started banging his housekeeper.
This was shocking. I didn't know this till I got to the station today.
I didn't know that
1 o'clock or whatever.
You know, I guess when you get to be 80 years old, anything can happen. But you know, I hadn't heard that he was in bad health.
Mm-mm.
Has any cause of death been given yet?
It says the cause of death was not immediately known. Brando was most recently hospitalized in 2001 for pneumonia. I'm sure it was. He's a man of size.
Years of lugging around 350 plus.
Yeah, and being 80, that combination.
I mean, he started putting on weight when he was like, what, 50? 50, 55?
Right after the Godfather movies. He got really big because in Apocalypse Now, they had to put him in tents, basically, dress him in muumuus because they would only shoot him from about shoulders up because he was so fat.
But then after that, he was in Superman, and he lost like 30 pounds to be in Superman.
To play Jor-El, Superman's father.
And was paid a ton of money
to be in that movie for
like one day's work.
Yeah. Well, I know Coppola paid him a fortune. He shot out there
to play Colonel Kirk.
Yeah, you know, they shot that movie in a couple of years or something, and he was out there filming for like 2 or 3 days or something ridiculous like that, you know, compared to what the rest of the cast had to go through. And if you ever see that Hearts of Darkness movie, which Coppola's wife shot, the documentary.
A lot better than the movie itself.
You know what? I agree. That was a great movie. But you see Francis Ford Coppola on the phone screaming at Brando's agent saying, get him out here now. And if not, I'll get Redford out here in 5 minutes. But I couldn't believe what you said earlier today. Was he that great? Was Marlon Brando that great?
Legitimate question.
He is an 8-time Oscar nominee and a 2-time winner.
What else was he nominated for? I mean, he won for On the Waterfront.
And The Godfather.
And The Godfather. What else was he? Was he nominated for Streetcar Named Desire?
Yes.
What else?
Viva Zapata.
Zapata.
Julius Caesar. And a few more. Don't know.
All right, well, The Godfather, I'll give you. The Godfather was pretty good in that.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. That may be the greatest performance
ever.
Ever on film. Him playing Vito Corleone.
Come on.
I can't think of many more that was better.
You know what? That movie, I mean, that makes The Sopranos look like Joni Loves Chachi. That's how great that film was, and that's how great he was.
Oh, man, he was...
He was unbelievable in that movie.
A lot of people say that killed his career. That he was so good as Vito Corleone, so good, and even though he'd played diverse characters before, but that performance was so powerful and so stunning that he couldn't do anything after that.
He was done with Hollywood by that time. And the only reason he would go back to work is because he knew he could work for about 3 or 4 days at a time
and demand
and get paid whatever he wanted.
And, yeah.
Whatever he wanted.
Did you see the movie that he did, maybe in his last movie that he did with Robert De Niro and Edward Norton?
The Score.
Yeah. He was terrific in that.
He was barely in that.
That
yeah,
whole
he
was scene
barely
was ad lib,
too. But he was good at it.
Yeah, if you watch the DVD, you can see a couple of the scenes that literally. I mean, he just ad-libbed almost every scene that he was in.
Well, he was terrific at it.
I have his nominations and awards if you're interested.
Yeah, go ahead.
And see, he was for Oscar nomination. He was nominated for A Dry White Season in '90. In '74, Ultimo Tango a Parigi.
Yeah. Last Tango in Paris.
Mm-hmm. He won The Godfather. And
didn't accept it.
Yeah. Did you know the story behind that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Indian woman, Sachin Littlefeather.
Right. She later turned out to be Maria Cruz, a less known Californian actress.
Yeah, she was an actress. She wasn't even a real Indian.
She wasn't?
He was nominated for Sayonara in 57. He won for On the Waterfront in 54 or in 55. He was nominated for Julius Caesar and nominated for Viva Zapata in 53 and nominated for Streetcar Named Desire in 52. So he won it twice.
I always thought that was an overrated movie.
Streetcar?
Yep.
Boy, not me.
Good movie.
Did you see On the Waterfront?
No.
Okay, then why are you even talking?
What, you've never seen On the Waterfront?
Mike Reiner.
That's a movie you would love. Talking about the corruption on the docks? God, that was a terrific movie.
What was it?
I saw The Wire. That had a lot to do with corruption on the docks.
Had one of the greatest lines ever. Could have been a contender.
What was the preacher's name? The act, God, he's...
Pearl Jam? Carl Malden.
Carl Malden, yeah. Yeah, Pearl Jam.
He was nominated, too.
You cannot say that, at least from 1950 to 1975, for 25 years, there may not have been anyone bigger or more significant in the history of Hollywood for those 25 years.
He was it, and he was...
Name someone more significant.
If there was a movie of significance, he was the first one.
Yeah.
He was the first actor that came up that they wanted to play, and he just wouldn't do it. He was very selective on what he would play.
Very Johnny Depp.
He was very Johnny.
Matter of fact, Johnny Depp got to work with him in, God, what was it? They just did something here recently. I can't remember what it was.
21 Jump Street?
The Isle of Dr. Moreau?
No, that was...
About Schmidt?
No. Don Juan DeMarco. That's what it was. But he said that was... every single actor...
Well, boy, if he was in that, he was really selective, wasn't he?
Well, he wasn't in his later
years.
That
was like in the mid-90s.
I mean, his later
years. You really don't understand how great this guy was. You're really saying that you just don't think that he had much to offer Hollywood and the entertainment industry.
If you didn't... Basically just another guy.
If you didn't see On the Waterfront, you really can't make this call, right?
Okay, so who do you compare him to? Like just another guy?
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, somebody like that.
Okay, then who do you consider above? Like, who's an A-list actor that you consider like... Just above and beyond reproach.
Long Dong Silver.
Him?
If he's just an average guy, then who's up top? You can go back to the 50s. I'll let you go all the way up to from 50 till now.
Okay. Mickey Rourke.
See, he doesn't know, so he's going shtick.
Right.
This is default for you because you can't... there's no one. There is no one.
What do you mean it's default
Look,
for me?
He wasn't in Diner, so he's not significant.
Right. You know, you may be the biggest movie moron on the planet.
You think?
I think you may be. You haven't seen Star Wars.
I can't believe you haven't seen
On the
Waterfront.
E.T.
On
the Waterfront.
I don't know anybody.
Did you see The Godfather?
Yeah. I don't know anybody age that hasn't seen On the Waterfront. That stuns me. You need to rent it and watch it. You would love it.
He won't do it.
He won't, because then he would have to come clean and say, you know what, he was a pretty good actor.
He won't see Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan. Oh. For someone who works in this industry, it's embarrassing that you don't see more movies.
But why is it embarrassing?
But he'll knock off an hour a day to watch The View.
Yeah, The View.
I'll knock off an hour a day.
Yeah. Yes.
You'll spend that hour every day to watch The View.
I didn't watch it once this week.
Or Idol. You will waste your time watching American Idol, yet you won't pop in the DVD, which I know you have in your hands of Saving Private Ryan. I know you own that now because I saw the guy give it to you at your show that one time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know I didn't sell it?
I know you got a tape of it and the DVD.
How do you know they're not both on eBay right now?
Like you need the money.
Yeah.
That's all right. I just like the thrill of eBay.
Did you trade it for a Satchel Paige set of boxers or something?
Might have.
You need to realize how great this guy is and was now, I guess.
Took a film genre class at TCU, and we spent like a half a semester on Marlon Brando.
Is Jack Nicholson great?
Yeah.
Same guy, but bigger.
How can he be bigger than Jack
Nicholson? I don't know if Marlon Brando's bigger than Jack Nicholson.
In his day?
How can he be bigger than Jack Nicholson?
In his day.
Hold it. If you take the
slow down, Snake.
If you take the heyday of Marlon Brando and you put it up against the heyday of Jack Nicholson, you might have to give the nod to Jack Nicholson.
From 1950 to 1977 for Brando, and I'll go 1969 to
present.
Yeah, 99 or 2000 or whatever for Nicholson. It is damn close.
It's close.
30-some-odd years.
It's close, but you know what? Randall P. McMurtry in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, that pretty much stands up to anything Brando ever did, with the exception of The Godfather.
There you go.
Regarding Brando, Grego said something that shocked me in the meeting, that he thought Apocalypse Now wasn't that great.
No, very overrated. I never liked that movie. I thought it was very overdone, over-dramatized. Overthought. Big Dick directed it. It is so overthought out.
You didn't like David Duvall or
Robert
Duvall.
Yeah, he was. You know, he was good in it. You know, Martin Sheen was terrific. I mean, it was.
Well, that was quite a noise.
All the actors in there. The 14-year-old Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Up there with a machine gun on the
plane.
They were all good.
He was 14?
I just, yes. Yeah, he was 14 when he did that.
You're kidding?
No, but he lied to Coppola.
Didn't he have a beard?
I just didn't like the. I just didn't like the story. I thought it was kind of a dumb story that didn't go anywhere.
It was out there.
But Hearts of Darkness, now I like that. That was great, the making of it.
But
Marlon Brando, was terrific in it as Colonel Hurst.
He was
creepy.
Wonderful. So eerie. He's just one of those guys, though, that transcends Hollywood. You know, you talk about guys that transcend sports. Brando transcended Hollywood. He was bigger than Hollywood.
You ever seen The Wild Bunch?
Yeah.
That was a terrific movie.
Yeah, Sam Peckinpah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've seen many of them.
How did he
Mike.
Transcend Hollywood?
He was bigger than Hollywood. He was bigger than the movies he made. He was bigger than the directors.
He was one of the first guys that revolutionized method acting.
Yeah.
I mean, he really brought that into vogue, and a lot of people copied that style.
Is the only movie you've seen is The Godfather from him?
No, I saw Apocalypse Now.
Did you see The Last Tango in Paris?
Yeah, I saw that. That was terrible.
It was terrible. I was good at it, but it was once again, one of those weirdo movies.
Did you like Apocalypse, Rhines?
No, I did not. It was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yes. It was terrible.
It was not.
It was a movie that didn't need to be made.
4 stars.
But he likes Bull Durham.
Sure do.
Oh, yeah. 61. And The Babe with John Goodman.
Never saw that.
Yeah, you did.
Did not.
Angels in the Outfield. You love that.
Well, right.
Never saw Tell that. You what, Marlon Brando contributed.
61's becoming default for you.
Skins on the wall and will be missed.
Oh, there is no question.
I missed him already.
I wonder what he weighed when he died.
I don't know, but the minute he died, he lost 21 grams.
That's true. I wonder if we'll have to be buried in a piano case like the fattest man in the Guinness Book of World Records did.
He wasn't actually buried in a piano case.
When did you start disliking him? When he got old or fat?
It was right after Apocalypse.
What turned you against him?
When I was 7, and I realized that he had put on 150 pounds since The Godfather.
So the fatness did it.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
When he became a man of size, you were then out.
Right.
And once he became a man of age, he had no chance to get back in your good
graces. No, I'll tell you what's a great movie is The Freshman with Matthew Broderick, where he reprises his role as Don Corleone. It's just a spoof on it.
That's a horrible movie.
That is a great movie.
It's horrible.
No, it's not.
Now, he was good in it.
Yes, he was good.
I mean, he was never bad in anything he did, but he did have some bad movies. You ever see The Missouri Breaks?
No, but The Island of Dr. Moreau was bad.
That was horrible, too. I mean, wasn't Val Kilmer in that with him?
Yeah. Where he was mating chimpanzees with alligators.
And see, you guys keep coming up with
Gator.
These spare movies he was in.
Okay, well, why don't you look at De Niro and see how many stinker movies... Oh, except one of your favorites, The Fan, of course, the baseball film.
Never saw it.
Yeah, you did. You've
did
seen
not.
Every baseball film ever made.
No, I have not.
I'll bet I've seen The Godfather 50 times.
I bet I have, too.
And you know what? I've got it on DVD. I may watch it this weekend.
It's that good. And you probably only saw it once, didn't you? And when it rolls on TV, you never even stop by it.
No. I've seen it 3 or 4 times.
Stone?
I mean, some of the classic scenes of all time, the scene where they had the big meeting.
I don't know what you mean by that.
They had the big meeting, and Barazzi was trying to get them to sell heroin.
Yeah.
And he said, it makes no difference to me what a man does for a living, but, we're out. And then when he walked out of the room, when he slapped Sonny.
Yeah. Don't you ever show him your side.
You let him know what you're thinking. What are you doing?
He will be missed.
Well, the Rangers are missed because they haven't been out here at the Temple in a very, very long time.
Not going to be there for a while.
That's right. They're not going to be here for a while. They are still on the road in Houston tonight, and we'll discuss them and their situation next here on The Ticket.